I'm Sharkey's goon. It's Picard Season 1, Episode 6, Nepenthe. Picard and Soji, who's struggling to make sense of her recently unlocked memories, travel to a planet that happens to be the home of Picard's old friends Will Riker and Deanna Troi. I love that. Happens to be. What a weird coincidence. Meanwhile, Elnor and Hugh left on the Borg cube to face Narissa. I guess Narissa is the name of pretty hot Romulan with terrible makeup ears. They really need to do the ears better. Other than that, I don't mind watching her on screen. Goon, we got to see the Rikers. What did you think of Picard Nepenthe?
This should have been episode 2 of the series. You know, there was so much stuff going on that we didn't need up until this point. But it actually felt like The Next Generation, where Riker and Picard felt right together on screen. And actually, I was invested in the show again while they were on screen. When Troi was on screen, I felt invested. It just felt like, you know, good old times and a reunion. Otherwise, I really don't know what the episode served, you know, except you did see Picard stop with that old man stuff and become Picard again.
Yeah, I want to give props to you there. You and I have been discussing, both on the pod and off the pod, has Patrick Stewart gotten old, or is this an acting choice where he's playing a 94-year-old man? And now we know the answer. It's an acting choice, because when he was sitting at the dinner table, we saw Picard come back. So Sir Pat can still do it, and he's making an acting choice. But yeah, when we got Frakes and Stewart on screen, even more so than when it was Troi and Picard, but Frakes and Stewart together, the magic was back. And the whole time I'm like, just do this, just do this, just do this.
I would have been happy with them just having like a whole like 10 episodes of reunion and of them just talking about old times. And then you can just go to an animated show of stuff that we didn't see, you know, with Star Trek, like in between those episodes of The Next Generation, where they had other missions and they could have just talked about it and it was animated, and you have Picard's voice, you have Frakes, you can bring back the old cast even to do voiceovers. I think that would have served better than what this show is.
Yeah, 100%. Thanksgiving at the Riker's house, where we just swapped stories. Him just talking stories for 2 minutes was better than, you know, 5.5 episodes of Picard up until that point.
Yeah, I just don't get what they're trying to do with this, the whole IP. And I just want everything to be better. And I'm not one of those people that say you ruined my childhood or you ruined my adolescence with what you're doing with the show now. It's just, if it was a better show, I'd be happy. I can accept changes and, you know, evolution, but this just doesn't feel like it's doing anything for the legacy of TNG or Picard.
No. All right. So we learned that the Rikers had a career on the Titan. They had 2 kids. Their son got ill, so they moved to Nepenthe, one of those Federation planets with magical healing qualities. Didn't quite work. And now Riker and Troi and daughter, who's not as compelling on screen as I think the creators thought. I think they had a young Drew Barrymore on their hands, and they really showcased the young girl. She's a teenager. I don't want to say anything mean about her, but I don't think she carried the weight that the filmmakers thought she did. Anyway, the Rikers are raising their daughter on, you know, Space Alaska, and I don't know. Okay.
And Riker learns how to burn pizza. And it's amazing how we always talk about the small universe. And the only way that Riker's son would have survived is if they didn't ban the synths.
Oh, thank you for reminding me that. I was like, really? Like, it's such a small universe when you do that. Like, really? If only we had synths, his son would have been okay. But luckily, Picard is on a mission with synths and happened to randomly drop by your house with a synth. Like, come on. It's too much coincidence at some point.
And the other thing that annoyed me about it is that you couldn't tell me you couldn't have that binary brain or whatever they were talking about that couldn't just sit on a desk where they could have mined whatever they needed to mine to help people with that disease. So there's no way that they could do that. You know, it's basically just a machine. You know, if you don't have a soul with them or any of kind of algorithm going through processor and it's just sitting there to mine something, I don't understand why they had to ban that too.
Yeah, none of it makes sense to me. It's just lazy script writing, and the coincidences just ruin it. Like, you know, maybe I'll meet you halfway and be like, oh, Picard looks for a safe place, so he goes running to Riker, I guess. Doesn't seem like they've spent much time together in the last 20 years. But all right, they used to be friends, and they used to work together 20 years ago. And, like, yeah, the writing's just terrible on this show.
The only thing I did like was Troy and Riker calling out Picard about being so obstinate and thinking that he could do everything himself and that he was basically a better tactician than he is.
Yeah, that was a good scene, but this is what we've talked about. Get Picard, Riker, and Troy on screen. What do you know? The magic's back.
Yeah, I don't see a reason why they couldn't have Riker end up on the La Serena with Rios and them, just as, even if it was for like a couple of episodes, just as they were, you know, looking for stuff, and then it could be like, you know what, I got to get back to Troy, and then he could have left. But I think they just wasted that character for just one episode in Space Alaska.
I think this was an add-on episode. I have it in my brain that Picard was originally 8 episodes. One of the stretches was in the first 3 episodes was originally 2 episodes, and I feel like this was also added on that they realized they didn't quite have magic in the box, and they went and tapped the Rikers to just try and bring some sizzle to this thing. I think that's what happened.
I mean, they could have also added a couple more scenes to other episodes to add them in too, you know?
Yeah, but like, you know, in the next episode, if Riker wasn't originally in it, you can't just, you know, CGI him and have him standing in the back not doing anything. So I feel like this was a standalone that they just, I don't know, wrote him in and wrote him out.
You don't have to CGI him. All you got to do is have him add a scene where he is doing a, you know, either a holodeck scene or when they're are communicating each other via whatever communications they have now, where it could have just been on screen for a minute or two. You don't need them in as a active part of the crew, but you could just bring them in to help out with some theory that Picard might have had.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm ready to head over to Chilteau Picard, of which I believe you're the current owner. So I'll go first on a number thing here. On a scale of 1 to 10, this was the best episode of Picard. It wasn't great, but it was the best of the lot. I think I've given out some 6s, so I'll give this one a 6.1.
I'm going to give this one a 4 just because of the Rikers.
Wow. So you hated it and you're curving up to the 4s, or?
I didn't really feel like it was an episode we needed except to have the Rikers around. And the only reason that I really enjoyed it is because of that whole dynamic with the scenes that they were in with Picard.
Yeah, I think you're nailing it there. If I told you right now, season 2, episode 1 of Picard is Picard's back home at the chateau and Geordi comes over and they talk for an hour, I'd rather that than whatever the rest of this series is right now.
Yep, it's trash. That's what it is.
All right. Well, next time it's season 1, episode 7 of Picard, when Shark and Goon return.